This is the evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And this is the spring fundraiser at KUAF, an annual event when we make it very, very easy for you to become a member of KUAF, to contribute and to support the programs you listen to, like Fresh Air, Ozarks at Large, and Performance Today. How easy is it?
It's really easy. Just go to our website, supportkuaf.com. Throughout the day, we have volunteers sitting in our conference room next to phones, and they're waiting for those phones to ring. However, at 7 p.m., we send them home, let them eat dinner or
do
rest.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is they need to do.
Right.
And we ask our listeners to go to supportkuaf.com. It's a very easy form, easy process. It doesn't take more than a couple of minutes.
I want to emphasize that you often hear us talking about different amounts to contribute and how much something costs. Like Morning Edition costs nearly $95,000, or our average pledge is a little over $100, or some people pledge a dollar a day. And this is all true.
Mm-hmm.
Morning Edition does cost nearly $95,000. Some people do pledge $365 a year. Some people join the NPR Society and commit to $1,000 per year. However, and I can't stress this enough, every contribution is important. We don't have a minimum. We think it's important that people are able to give when they have that ability and in the amount they feel comfortable with, both when they place a value on public radio and when they look at their budget.
Right. And not only that, but we allow listeners to decide how they would like to pay. You can send us a check to 9 South School here in Fayetteville, just across the street from the Fayetteville Public Library. Or you can pay with a credit card or debit card in a one-time payment. Or you can, if you're a University of Arkansas employee, we can deduct a contribution directly from your payroll. Once or every month if you'd like to become a sustaining member.
That's right. I subscribe to many different things. I have a subscription, a daily subscription to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I have a Sunday subscription to the New York Times. I have a subscription to Cox Cable, to many channels. I have a subscription to Netflix. All of those have prices that come to me. Now, if I am out of town on a Sunday and that $5 New York Times is on my porch and I don't get to as much as I want, well, I'm still going to pay what I'm going to pay. At KUAF, we believe in allowing you to decide what it's worth you and paying. Truth be told, you don't have to pay anything.
That's right.
You don't have to. It will still come to you. But here's the deal. If you don't pay, you're not doing, and you have an ability to, the people who do pay are making sure that programs like Fresh Air and All Things Considered are here for you, because someone does have to. We allow you to decide, and then we pull it all together, and that's how we're able to bring you all the programs on KUAF, KUAF 2, and KUAF 3.
That's right. It takes one listener and one contribution added to the one prior to that,
right,
in order to get to our goals and to the cost of Morning Edition, like you've been talking about. Just one listener at a time. So if you'd like to make your contribution now, go to supportkuaf.com.
And thank you. It's a long drive from here to the ocean, but the ocean has a strong hold on many people here, and Worlds Underwater in Johnson provides a chance to experience just a small bit of that vast world. Brandon Bell owns Worlds Underwater, and inside the soothing confines of aquariums, fish, and some of the most relaxing white noise you'll ever hear are some of the most colorful animals on the planet, corals. Bright pink, orange, and blue corals can be seen in a large saltwater tank in the middle of the store.
You got some big pieces, you also got some live clams, and then you'll see a bunch of little corals that are on little plugs, and we call those frags. And basically what we do is we might get a bigger piece of coral and fragment it into a smaller piece, making it more affordable. It's kind of fun to watch them grow out.
Those frags are an instrumental component for many hobbyists building saltwater aquariums. Some of the coral are expensive, and the fragments, smaller cuttings, provide a less costly way to include corals in home aquariums. After the frags have been attached to a rock, they'll continue to grow. Creating the frags is a simple process.
We have a diamond blade frag saw, and we cut up some pieces of it and just put them on these plugs here. So instead of buying the whole piece for $100, you're buying small frags of it for $20.
Bobby Melton has been working at Worlds Underwater for a while. He says the saw he uses to create frags is a pretty basic tool.
This is basically a wet diamond blade bandsaw. This thing will not cut your fingers. It's weird, but it won't. But when you put a hard coral against it, it just melts through it like butter. What I usually do is just, you know, take a coral out, have it in a container of water, have another container for my cuts, and then I will go around each individual polyped or however many I want to cut up onto to put on a frag plug.
This weekend, enthusiasts from around the area and beyond will meet in Rogers to discuss and trade frags. Such a frag swap is not uncommon, and the one in Northwest Arkansas is expected to draw hundreds of people. Ricky Quarter is a member of the sponsoring organization of this weekend's frag swap, In Too Deep. He says seekers of corals for an aquarium can have different favorites, just like a gardener may favor different flowers or herbs.
There's stony corals, which actually build a stony skeleton out of calcium, magnesium, that kind of stuff in the water. The soft corals, like your anemones and zoanthids, don't have a hard skeleton inside. They're strictly a soft-bodied coral. They're another one. Zoanthids, for example, are pretty toxic. So when people frag those, they wear gloves, safety glasses, because they can actually squirt some poison in. You know, you can get it into a cut. I don't think it's deadly, but it can.
You'd rather not.
It can cause some irritation, maybe mess with your eyes. My eyes are important to me, so that's something to keep in mind as well.
Corals are animals, though that could be easy to forget. They don't have legs or visible facial features. Many are photosynthetic and gain their nutrition that way, though others do have tentacles to help obtain food. They generally grow in colonies and survive together, not as individual organisms. And there is no one general appearance. The color, some are neon hues of orange or blue. The shape and outright design varies greatly. Ricky Quarter says corals obtained from cuttings in local shops are popular with many hobbyists, because that helps tamp down collections of wild coral.
Because you can frag corals and propagate them that way, then that prevents more wild collection of coral. So somebody can cut up a piece of coral and, you know, spread that around, and you're not wild collecting so much coral anymore.
The show aquariums at Worlds Underwater show off just how imaginative an environment can be. Like almost any interest, the amount of money spent for setup and upkeep is left up to one's own desire and passion. If you're willing to invest a little more, you can create a scene that rivals, for color and depth, anything you might get on your big screen HD TV. Bobby Melton says certain lights can be installed to take advantage of the colors of the coral.
What we have on here are the Radeon Pro LEDs, where we can program them to mimic any color that we want. We can program the color of our sunrise. We can program the color of our sunset. They will simulate thunderstorms. They link up with the pumps, and the pumps can actually create a thunderstorm scenario when the lightning starts kicking in.
Saturday's frag swap will have experienced coral collectors and beginners, as well as vendors. Brandon Bell, the owner of Worlds Underwater, will be there, and he says people trading for or buying frags will not have a difficult time taking their new acquisitions back to their own aquariums.
And most of the people at the frag swap will probably just have a short drive or maybe a few hours, basically just pack them in a bag, maybe put them in a styrofoam box for you, and just drive them home, acclimate them to your aquarium, and should be good to go.
He also says, to extend the comparison to gardens, it's a good idea to do a little research into corals before buying, because some species are more aggressive than others. Ricky Quarter says the organization In Too Deep offers advice at its webpage. That's deep.org. He also says the group does more than just take care of their own aquariums and sponsor the annual frag swap in Rogers.
Another thing I wanted to mention about the club is that they also do community outreach. So Lifestyles moved into the old Jim Blair building up the road. And so they have a 1,000-gallon tank that's in there that basically came from Worlds. And so the club helps them maintain that tank. They provide, you know, equipment and supplies, and we can provide free labor. And it's a win for everybody, and it's a great opportunity for them and for the club both.
The frag swap is scheduled to take place Saturday from noon to 5 at Millwood Christian Church on Pleasant Grove Road in Rogers. You can learn more at the website in 2deep.org. That's the number 2, in2deep.org. This is Ozarks at Large.